1220 and FM 101.1 KJAN, the station where your friends are. KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Sports brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In the latest sports this morning, high school football last night here on KJN was a good game in Class 1A District 1. It was AHSTW scoring 4 second-half touchdowns en route to a 34-21 win over the IKM Manning Wolves. Quarterback Nathan Herbst for the Vikings ran for 4 scores and also threw for another as they hold on to get the victory in a game that included a lot of wild, wacky plays and a tight game throughout most of the contest. It was just 7-0 AHSTW at halftime, but the Vikings able to push away in the second half and get the win. Other scores from high school football last night in Class 3A District 8, it was Harlan over Atlantic up at the Trojan Bowl, final score of 69-7. Glenwood beat Creston last night 56-35. Winterset went to overtime to beat ADM 6-3. Dallas Center Grimes beat Boone 48-7. In Class 2A District 8 play, it was Clarinda winning the Page County Super Bowl once again, 27-7 over Shenandoah. Kemper Catholic knocked off Red Oak 31-14. Pocahontas Area over Esack County 21-14. Southeast Valley beat West Central Valley 66-0. In Class 1A District 1 play, we already mentioned that AHSTW 34-21 win over IKM Manning. Ridgeview beat OABCIG 42-10. It was Missouri Valley over West Monona 56-6. Underwood beat Trainer 28-0. In a Class A District 1 play, it was Logan Magnolia beating Riverside 55-7. St. Albert beats Tri-Center 42-7. Audubon, a shutout win over Maple Valley 42-0. Westwood beat Griswold 50-28. In Class A District 8 play, Martinsdale St. Mary's over Clarinda Academy 21-6. Pleasantville beat Bedford 40-6. Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 61-0. Earlham beat Southeast Warren 54-0. In 8-man District 1 play, Exira EHK wins big over West Harrison on the road 62-14. Kingsley Pearson was a 66-20 winner over Booyer Valley. Newell Fonda beat River Valley 76-8. Arweva over Woodbine 68-28. In 8-man District 7 play, Murray beat Adair Casey 36-28. It was Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire beating Coon Rapids Bayard 38-6. Glidden Ralston beat Guthrie Center 70-0. East Union and Grandview Christian did not have a late score. 8-man District 8 play, it was Fremont Mills and knocking off East Mills in a battle of unbeatens, 24-22 the final score there. Cam wins over Sydney 48-7 last night. Lennox beat Nishnabotna 66-14, and Stanton was a 72-8 winner over Essex. That's a look at high school football scores there for you from Friday night. In Major League Baseball, Chris Davis homered off of Trevor Rosenthal leading off the ninth inning, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3 last night. The loss cut the Cardinals' NL Central lead to 3 games over Pittsburgh with 8 games remaining. Rosenthal was St. Louis's 8th reliever after Carlos Martinez lasted just 7 pitches before leaving with tightness in his pitching shoulder. The Chicago Cubs are playoff bound for the first time in 7 years. Although the Cubs lost at Wrigley yesterday afternoon, they claimed at least a wild card berth when the Giants fell in Oakland 5-4 last night. The Giants led 2-1 until Billy Burns hit a 2-run homer in the 3rd, 1 inning before Billy Butler smacked a solo shot. Matt Duffy hit a two-run homer for the Giants, who are in danger of missing the playoffs after winning the World Series. That also happened to San Francisco in 2013 and 2011. The Cubs fell to a division rival as Gerrit Cole picked up his 18th victory, and Michael Morse delivered the go-ahead hit as the Pirates downed the Cub 3-2 at Wrigley Field. The Pirates' ace limited the Cubs to a run and four hits while striking out 8 and 7 innings. Cole also delivered an RBI single to open the scoring, but the game was tied 1-1 until Morse hit a run-scoring single in the seventh. Meanwhile, the Houston Astros continued to appear smaller and smaller in the Texas Rangers' rearview mirror. Shin-Soo Chu belted a two-run homer and drove in three runs as the Rangers beat the Astros 6-2 to stretch their lead in the AL West to 4.5 games over Houston. Cecil Fielder added a RBI double and a run-scoring single to help the Rangers beat the Astros for the eighth straight time. The Rangers improved to 16-7 this month and dropped the Astros to 7-15, an 8.5-game swing that has cut Houston's lead for the second wildcard berth to a half game over the Angels. To make matters worse for the Astros, second baseman Jose Altuve exited early after being hurt in a collision with shortstop Carlos Correa while chasing up a pop-up. Manager A.J. Hinch said Altuve didn't have a concussion and hoped to play today. Also in the majors, the Angels were 8-4 winners over Seattle on two-run homers by Albert Pujols and C.J. Crone. Garrett Richards improved to 15-11 by holding the Mariners to 3 runs and 5 hits with 7 strikeouts in 7 innings. It's a 4-game lead for the Blue Jays over the Yankees in the AL East after Josh Donaldson belted his 40th home run and Jose Bautista added his 37th in Toronto's 5-3 triumph over Tampa Bay. Kevin Pillar also went deep to support R.A. Dickey, who gave up 2 runs and 4 hits in 7 innings. Cliff Pennington went 3-for-5 with an RBI double as part of the Blue Jays' 10-hit attack. The Yankees and White Sox were tied 2-2 until Mike Olt and Gordon Beckham hit solo homers in the 7th inning to push Chicago to a 5-2 victory in the Bronx. The Mets' magic number is down to 1 after Lucas Duda smacked a pair of 3-run homers and Noah Syndergaard carried out a shutout into the 8th inning of a 12-5 pounding of the Reds in Cincinnati. The Nationals were 8-2 losers to the Phillies as Aaron Altair went 4-for-5 with an inside-the-park grand slam and a solo shot to finish with 5 RBIs. Charlie Blackmon, Carlos Gonzalez, and Corey Dickerson hit solo homers in the 4th inning of Colorado's 7-4 win over the Dodgers. Minnesota damaged its postseason hopes by blowing a 4-0 lead in the 6-4 loss to Detroit. Carlos Carrasco flirted with a no-hitter in Kansas City, and the Indians smacked 3 homers in a 6-0 shutout of the AL Central champs. Jose Fernandez became the first pitcher in the modern era to win his first 17 career home decisions, doing it despite a rocky first inning in Miami's 12-11 shootout over Atlanta. Rich Hall fired a two-hitter with 10 strikeouts in Boston's 7-0 shutout of Baltimore, and A.J. Pollock launched a grand slam that put Arizona ahead 6-0 in the second inning of a 6-3 win at San Diego. This could be a great Christmas for Pete Rose. He and his representatives have met with Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred to discuss his application for reinstatement. Major League Baseball said in a statement that the meeting took place Thursday at its headquarters in New York and that the commissioner promises a decision by the end of December. Rose applied for reinstatement in September 1997 and then met with Commissioner, at that time, Bud Selig in November of 2002. Selig never ruled on the application and Manfred succeeded Selig in January. The Washington Nationals say Jonathan Papelbon will appeal the 3-game suspension he received from Major League Baseball, making him available for tonight's game against the Phillies. The Red Sox have hired former Atlanta Braves general manager Frank Wren as senior vice president of baseball operations. The appointment is the latest change made by president of baseball operations Dave Dombrowski and comes a day after Mike Hazen was promoted to general manager. Stanford quarterback Kevin Hogan didn't do much throwing last night, completing 9 of 14 passes for 163 yards. Instead, he watched his running backs roll up more than 300 yards as the 21st-ranked Cardinal whipped Oregon State 42-24 at Corvallis. Christian McCaffrey carried 30 times for 206 yards, while Barry Sanders ran for another 97 yards and 2 touchdowns. Ramon Wright also had a pair of scoring runs, and Hogan threw for 2 TDs. As Stanford won its 3rd straight since a season-opening loss at Northwestern. And the Iowa Hawkeyes look to improve to 4-0 for the first time since 2009 with a victory at home over North Texas. The Hawkeyes are heavily favored But Coach Kirk Ferentz says the 2009 Orange Bowl team was nearly upset in its final non-conference game.
You know, we played Arkansas State that year out of the Sun Belt. And you know, I think that was supposed to be a one-sided game. And boy, I tell you, we got out of here with a three-point win, and it didn't come easy. So that's the nature of college football. If you're paying attention to scores around the country, and all you have to do is look at this season, three short weeks, there's a lot of examples that we can draw upon. But bottom line is, you know, everybody's got good players. Everybody's got dangerous players. You know, you give up a blocked punt. You know, you give up a punt return, turn it over, throw a pick at the wrong time, all those kinds of things. And you find yourself, you know, in a bad situation.
Ferentz says the Hawkeyes have plenty of areas that need work before the start of the Big Ten race.
Whether it's, you know, the leverage we might have in a coverage, et cetera. And if we don't get those things cleaned up, we're going to get found on them, you know. And it's interesting in a game when there is an interception, there's a blocked punt. You know, those things, boy, okay, they screwed that up. But then there are a lot of plays that happen in a game that, you know, nobody really sees. Quarterback may not see a guy running wide open. But next week they're going to see it.
Former Iowa State coach and Hawkeye assistant Dan McCarney brings North Texas back to his hometown. He's not the only one coming home. Mean Green quarterback Andrew McNulty played at Iowa City High.
The guy who had great judgment, was really poised and very dangerous. And, you know, he's gotten his opportunity down at North Texas now. He's doing a great job. He really played very well last week. So, you know, we better be ready to go because he's a good football player and a real competitor. I saw that at a young age from him.
Pregame will start at 12:30. Kickoff is set for 2:30 at Kinnick Stadium. We'll have the coverage for you here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJAN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.